Gather in the Heilige month of Nisan to prepare for Shabbos Kodesh. Erev Shabbos Kodesh, what is chus? What is chus? Mamish special. It's chus to have some of the chaver back from Yisrael of Yudahara. It's the last time we're together here. Came back to see one time. We're going to lift up Pesach Shabbat next Thursday night. Amen. Next Thursday night, right before Pesach, we'll have earlier Shir in Yerushalayim Kodesh Pesach Shabbat. We'll send out on the chat exactly where. Pez Hashem. Chaver, all the Torah tonight, all the Chizuk tonight, all the Zayrus tonight is being sponsored by Talmud, Talmidah, but more Mamish, like Mishpacha, Rav Arya and Rachi Mirzov. Lil Nishmas, Rachi's father, Rav Avram Abba, Ben Rav Moshe Chaim, Zeichet Adekash Vracha, who just nifted just a few days ago, in the middle of the Shiva. So, Amir Tashem, it should be a very big schus, Lil Nishmaso. Just tell you a little bit about him. I mean, if anyone here has any connection to Florida, Vada, you already know about him. Because he was a pillar of Florida. It's not an institution that he wasn't holding up. A tzaddik in tzedakah, in chesed, in ways that we can't even comprehend. But just a little bit to understand, like, just the big things the world knows about. But, like, you know, this year, his own father's yahrzeit falls out right after Sukkos. Right after Sukkos, and he's buried in Eretz Yisrael. And he had tickets to go, I think it was October 10th, to go to Eretz Yisrael for the yahrzeit. And the world was turned upside down, as we all know. Simchas Torah, October 6th. And it's hard, it's crazy to think it's still turned upside down. And Amir Tashem, Nisan was Gula, Nisan Etidin Ligal, it's going to be. Bez Hashem, we need it so badly, and it's going to be. But he had tickets to go, and that was still, those were the few days right after Sukkot when so many people were stuck in Eretzel trying to get out, right? When still, there was Toyo Vavoyo, complete confusion, nobody yet has a grasp of what was going on, and everyone, right, it was a very scary, it's still a scary time, but in a different way a scary time, just because it was Mamish complete tohu vavohu. And those, you know, even though Baruch Hashem, Ala Yidin, soon after started going to Eretz Yisrael to try to be there for Klal Yisrael in whatever way we could be, nobody was going those first few days, everyone was trying to get out those first few days. And he had a ticket, and the mishpacha, the people telling him, you can't go now, you're crazy, nobody knows. He's like, what do you mean? You think my parents survived the Holocaust so I can't go home? And he went. And he went. He had 9 different cancers. Went through Mamas Yesurim that we should never know of. And the entire time, from the Kabbal, Ba'avas, and it's all from the Eibishter. This is what the Eibishter wants. It's all from above. It's all from Hashem. He would be in the hospital daven 2-hour shachrises every single day. 2-hour shachrises. Vadi's in Shiraim, and he's a big male Yosha for his beautiful family. And Amir Hashem, all the Torah tonight, all the Chizik, all the Zoras tonight. Should be a big schus for his neshama. And should be a big nechama to the entire Mishpacha, and specifically to Rachi, who's so dear to me, and to Ravari, who's Mamish, a son and a daughter. And Amir Hashem, as we said, Nisan had the Gula, Nisan Atid and Ligal. So Amir Hashem, it's going to be a very short Avelus, a very, very short Simen of the Avelus itself, right? The Shloshim's already cut off Pesach, so the Simen that it's a short Avelus, and Halavai, that should be a Simen that we're going to be a very, very short Avelus, because they're going to be dancing with their father, with Chias HaMeisim, with Gul Shleim, with Mishil Kenu, the Meherah B'Yameinu Bez Hashem Esbarach. It's a big time, Nisan Chevra. It's a big days. It's a big day. It's a big time of Ischadshus. I mean, that That's why it's very specific in the Torah that Pesach has to be ba'aviv in the spring. The spring is the time of Ischachus. Shchodesh Nisan was the first Rosh Chodesh. Ischachus. For each and every one of us. Nisan, I want to just point out, you know, many of us are familiar, those of us who daven Nusach Svarad, every month has a tzirif of Shem Havaya with Rashi Tevos or Sofi Tevos of a Pasuk. Nisan is the most famous, probably, and the easiest to remember, because Nisan is the only month that has Yud Kei Vav Kei in order. Every month has a different way of tzirif, different way of letters joining together. Hey, hey, vav yud, yud, vav, hey, hey. Tammuz is the month which is kulo, tsaros, and difficulty. But right now, so it's havaya backwards. It's hey, vav, hey, yud. It's the sofei tevel zeh, einenu shavali. Right? Hey, vav, hey, yud. What's Nisan? Nisan is the pasuk of Rashi Tevos. Yismuchu hashamayim v'sogel art. Yismuchu Hashemayim v'sagar. Yud hey. Yismuchu Hashemayim v'sagel art vav hey. Yismuchu. Ah, he's out here. Bring. Come. Bring over here. Yismuchu Hashemayim v'sagel art is the month of Nisan. And obviously, it tells us the seder of this month. We became a nation this month. Kadosh Baruch Hu was revealed to us this month. V'avinu b'Hashem b'Moshe Avdo. We have to understand in a deep way. Nisan. We have to understand the connection to Yismuch Hashemayim V'sagel Aretz. Understand how this connects to the Hail V'yantav Pesach Haba Aleinu L'toyva. So Mamish, a week from Monday night, each and every one of us will be Mamish B'Kodesh Kedoshim, will be Lel Seder. What a schus, how we're looking forward to be in that Avira. Kol Pamalya Shomal, the Zohar says, Kol Pamalya Shomala, the entire, all the heavenly beings come down to each and every one of us, say there, that's how holy it is. All the malachim come down to us. Kodesh Kedoshim. Now do we start off the Seder? It's very interesting. Unlike any other, every yontif has its mitzvos, every yontif has its sudas. Seder night, we start off by chanting everything we're going to do. Singing everything we're going to do, the simanim. Kadesh Urchat. It's exciting, it's beautiful. But you ever think about it? It's strange. Like no other yontif has anything similar to that on any level. Yes, there are a lot of parts to the Seder unlike other sudas, but like, very interesting. Very interesting. What is that all about? Yisoid Yishar Shavoida and other svarim bring down that there's a lot of deep amkus, a lot of deep depth, and a lot of sodos hidden within the simanim. And in fact, there were minhagim. I don't know if anyone here has this minhag, but I read about it in Svarim. There's minhagim that some not only sing the simanim at the beginning of the Seder, but when they get up to each step, make sure to also announce, like, Urchat, Karpas, Yachat, before they do it. Some have this. Svarim, you have this? Yeah, so you do this. Before each. Svarim are shaking their heads. Okay, so this. So Svarim are still involved in doing this. Beautiful. So let's understand this. Now, by the way, if you count through the simanim, and many motzi matzah really are two different simanim, because it's the mitzvah of hamotzi like any other yontiv, and then the special mitzvah of matzah. You have two separate brachos. That's why really the chachilim should bring down. You're supposed to eat two kezesim, one kezias for the hamotzi and one kezias for the achilas matzah at the beginning. So you count up, there are 15 simanim. And 15 famously is Yud Kei. The Shem Ka. So you have to understand exactly what that means. Why are we starting off the Seder with that Shem, Yud Kei, Yud Hei? What does that tell us? What is that about? You know, many of us, some of us, those of us who connect to Hasidus a little bit more, there's a minog that when we do mitzvahs, before we do the mitzvah, to be able to put ourselves in the proper mindset and connect with the proper kavanos to say a tefillah l'shem yichud. Say a tefillah l'shem yichud. Even those of us that don't say this by other mitzvahs are very familiar by Tzvi Yirsa Omer. I have my ideas of why it's specific by Tzvi Yirsa Omer for another time. We'll get there, Mirza Hashem, we'll talk about it. But them is the tzaddikim and by the chassidim l'shem yichud by many mitzvos, and specifically the Leil Seder. If you look, a lot of agadas have l'shem yichud by each. I say l'shem yichud by before every kois of the Dal Kostos, by every mitzvah, literally by every mitzvah. Show you. Let me bring agada over here. I can show you after every mitzvah. That's which agada? Yeah, I don't know. Rav Kluger for sure has it. Right. Let's see. Right before, not this one. This one's not going to have it. I don't want to say who that is, but that one. Yeah. No, that's not. Where did you said Rav Kluger? That's not. Forget it. Rav Kluger's outside. Okay, it's fine. Lemaisa. Part of that l'shem yichud. L'shem yichud kuch b'richu shchinti b'tchiler. And what do we say? L'yachei shem yurei v'vavhei. That somehow there's a avod, and we have to understand what this avod is, because we start to say there was shem yurei. 15 simonim, yud hey, and then there's this concept that we're supposed to connect to. Seemingly, every time we do a mitzvah, is to be miyached shem yud hey vav hey. That there's a yud kei vav kei has two parts to it, yud hey and vav hey, and somehow those are separate. And the avod of every mitzvah is to bring them back together. It is very deep and kabbalistic, but we're going to understand it in a very real way, each and every one of us tonight, in a way that I think can be life-altering. To reveal the Shechina, correct. To reveal the Shechina somehow, but what? So why is it separate? We already know that. We've spoken about this many times. That's a Beferish Rashi at the end of Parshas Bishalach, where by Amalek it says, Yod al-Kes Ka, so calls Hashem Ka, Yud-Hei only, and Kes, when it should say Kisei, instead of saying his throne is his case, it's missing an aleph and missing the vav hey. So Rashi says that until we defeat Amalek, until we have geula, until we're zoicha, ein kisei vein shemo shalim. The name of Hashem and the throne of Hashem is not shalim, it's only case and it's only yud kei. So the avoda of the yachid shem yud hei levav hei is the avoda of bringing geula to the world ultimately. That somehow there's lacking vav hei right now, and we want to be mashlim that. Yeah, these are deep, but we're getting somewhere. And we're gonna, if you stick with me tonight, chevra, mamish tonight shir vad, it's Pesach, and we're understanding the whole entire framing, the entire seder, because that's how we start with simanim, and like svardim do, and there's a minog by each and every simon to say it out, and we're gonna understand something deep by the seder. But I think more than that, if you mamish, you stay with me tonight, we're gonna understand something deep every single time we're mekayim a mitzvah, in a way that mamish, I'll tell you, I learned this Torah this week. It's based on a Torah I saw from my Rebbe. It's a piece from my Rebbe, the Shvila Pinchas Shlita, Pinchas Friedman, from years ago in one of the Svarim. I think I saw it in Tafshin Ayin Aleph, if I'm not mistaken. From 13 years ago, I don't know, one of the years, I can show you after. Lemaisa, it could change, it could mamish, uplift every single time we're Makai Mitzvah in a different light. All of us try, we want to not just be Makai Mitzvahs, but have a Kavana, Rachmana Libaboy, when we do a mitzvah, when I put on my tefillin, when I light the Chanukah Licht, when I'm going to eat matzah, when I'm going to eat maror, when I'm going to Makai Dal Kovitz. We don't want to just do it robotically, we don't want to just do it mechanically. I want to feel it, I want to understand it, I want to connect to it. I want to feel a kesher HaKadosh Baruch Hu through it. There's depth, there's amkus, there's sodos, there's tamim. And we'll understand something tonight, mamish, I think, uplift and change every single time we're mekayim a mitzvah in a different way. At least one kavana. So when we do it, when we're mekayim a mitzvah, we start with the bracha. Asher kidishanu b'mitzvosav. Asher kidishanu, that you bring us holiness, you're mekadesh us, you sanctify us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'mitzvosav, through his mitzvos. His mitzvos. What does that word mean, his mitzvos? Pashut Peshat, I think the way we all understood it until now, was he's the one that commanded us the mitzvos. They came initially from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They are his mitzvos that he's giving us. Does anyone understand differently? I think that's Pashut Peshat. I think that's how I always understood. Kiddushanu, he makes us holy. The sanctification that we have when we perform a mitzvah, it sanctifies me, it purifies me, it brings holiness to me, and they're his mitzvahs, right? That's what mitzvahs are. But there's another way to understand what it's his mitzvahs. It's really many tzaddikim say this, but we're going to read it from the Tver Shleima, from the Hilgur Adamsker. We'll start with the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi we've said over before here. We're going to read it inside tonight. In Rosh Hashanah, Perek Aleph Gimel. Halacha Gimel. The Yerushalmi says as follows. Something very, very deep. And it's hard to fully comprehend it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ein Sof, but at least we could say it. It's a Gemara. This is not deep Kabbalah. The Yerushalmi, Chavir doesn't, Talmud Yerushalmi, right? Sometimes you learn things and you think, ah, that must be Chvesnish from Tikkuni Zohar, and because Metok Medvash explains it to us a little bit. This is a Gemara. B'noyeg sheba oylam malach basar v'dam goyzer gzera. The minog is by the world, by a king in the world. He makes a decree. Ratzu mekayma. If he wants, he fulfills it. Ratzu acher mekayma mosa. And if he wants, other people fulfill it. Meaning, he doesn't have to do it. He can tell you do it. I don't have to do it. Or he also does it. Aval Kadosh Baruch Hu ein okein. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not like this. Listen to this famous idea. This is the source of it. El goyzer gzera. Kadosh Baruch Hu's decrees. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ariel, you have to put on tefillin every day. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Benji, you have to keep Shabbos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Eitan, you should, if you wear a four-cornered baggie, you have to put on tzitzis. He's goyzer gzeiros. Umekayim atchila, but he's the one who does it first. He's the one who does it first. And he learns it from a pasuk. Maitayima v'shamru es mishmarti ani Hashem. And Ihu Shishimarti mitvaseh shal Torah tchila. Mishmarti, I watch. You keep what I'm already keeping. You keep Mishmarti, what I'm already keeping. Firish Gemara. Shalmi, people get confused. Shalmi is Gemara. You have Talmud Bavli, Talmud Shalmi. Right? Hashem keeps the mitzvahs. That's why the Gemara in Brachos, the Avav talks about the tefillin of Hashem. And what's written in the Tefillin Hashem as opposed to our Tefillin, but what do you mean, Tefillin of Hashem? Yes! HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts on Tefillin. Whatever that means, it's hard for us to understand, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu obviously is not human, and obviously he's Ein Sof, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu wears Tefillin. This past summer, I don't know, some of the Chevra, maybe I'm looking around, some of the Chevra might have been there, but in Camp Haska, I give a whole shiur on how HaKadosh Baruch Hu blows shofar. And where, how he blows shofar, and what he blows, because he's Mekayim the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. When did that happen? Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaRas HaOlam. He was blowing the neshama. He was blowing. That's the blowing of the shofar. Okay. Kadosh Baruch Hu is mekayim the mitzvahs. Kadosh Baruch Hu does the mitzvahs. So when we sit at our seder, Leil Seder, and we eat matzah, guess what? Matzah is a mitzvah deraisa. Kadosh Baruch Hu is mekayim that mitzvah. We're mekayim begatzel vincha sipri yisiz etzrayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu is mekayim that mitzvah. So listen to the words of the Hilga Tver Shlomo, the Hilga Radomsker. It's found in Parshas Vayera, the Hilga Bar Mitzvah, etc. Quote the pasuk: "Im Shemoa Tishmu El Mitzvosai." If you listen to Mitzvosai, also similar to like Asher Kedishanu B'Mitzvosav, his mitzvos, my mitzvos, possessive. What does it mean, Mitzvosai? Vasizem is called Mitzvosai. And then he says, "V'gam mashanu omrim in birchas mitzvah asher kedishanu b'mitzvosav." What are we saying when we say you sanctify us in your through your his mitzvos? Mamish, let's listen, because all of us make a birchas mitzvah. So this is going to change every time we make a bracha and every time we perform a mitzvah. The inin who b'chol mitzvah the Torah tefilah shadamosa b'chol tarik mitzvah shabatorah. Every single time I perform a mitzvah, every time I daven. You know how Kaddish it is that we're learning Torah and that we're going to learn this piece in the room. It's sad for me, the whole world isn't here right now. Because I don't know if the whole world knows this. I didn't learn this till this week, and Mamash just changed my life since I saw it. We're about to learn something I believe is life altering, because it just changes every time we do a mitzvah. It's so beautiful. It's that we have Torah like this. Oh, I look at Tzvar Shlomo. This is what he says. I should have photocopied. I'm sorry, I didn't photocopy this for everybody. Everyone wants to take a picture after with their phone because you need this Torah. He says, every time we do a mitzvah, every time we dive in, he names Sula Mutzavarta Verosha Megiyah Shemayimah. Through that process, where have a ladder that the famous he's using as a parable, the ladder of Yaakov Avinu, right? There's a ladder that's mutavar, so it's sitting on the ground. The Rosh HaMagiyah Shemayim, the head of Shemayim, meaning what? Every time a mitzvah, you know what I'm doing when I do a mitzvah? I'm here in this physical world, and I'm lifted up to Shemayim through that mitzvah. Every time I'm lifted up. How so? Listen, but he explains it. That which you're doing actively down here in this world, shorasham lamala, the actual source, the root of it, it stems from above. Why does it stem from above? What do you mean it stems from above? I'm doing it here. What did it have to do with above? Because of b'chol mitzvah shadam osa, hino dugmaso nasa lamala zelumazah. Every time I do a mitzvah, when I eat matzah, when I blow shofar, when I light Chanukah licht, when I do... Bring every time I do a mitzvah. Listen, you gotta listen to this. Every time I do a mitzvah, when I put on tefillin, when I put on tzitzis, when I'm gonna be lel seder ala mitzvahs, every simon, 15 simonim, kadesh or chatkai, I'm gonna wash my hands, I'm gonna make kiddush. You know what happens? Zeluma zeh. It's happening up in Shemayim as well. The Eibishter's eating matzah. The Eibishter's doing orchat. The Eibishter's eating mar. The Eibishter's drinking dal koisos. The chol ikur yanim v'rasham tchilo weitzal kadosh baruch hu. Every time I do a mitzvah, it really starts from Hashem. Raknita lamata b'lamasiya. But then he started. Where? How do we know this? I read you the Gemara in Yerushalmi. It says it already. It's not deep Kabbalah. So then he gave it to us to do as well. Lahotzi la'ar b'pol mamish, to bring into the world in our actualization of it. Alkein yitakein l'krosa mitzvosai. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, do my mitzvahs. What do you mean my mitzvahs? Not just that he gave it to us, he does them. They're mine. I'm letting you do them also. And he quotes that Gemara Brachos. Minayin shekadosh baruch hu maniach tefillin. Me'ata b'pulos maseinu. When we do our action, in this world, we pull down the holiness through our mitzvos, through our limud haTorah, through our tefillos, through our chesed, through our 15th simanim of Lel Seder, from the upper realm in its source, and the strength of our doing and our kavanos, mitzorah kedusha alyona, we stir up that higher level of kedusha. Did you hear what the Halakha Tver Shlomo just said? Chaver, did you hear what we just learned together? We learned that, mamish, it's so incredible that every time I'm doing a mitzvah, I'm not just doing a mitzvah. I'm doing exactly what the Eibishter is doing at that moment. He's doing it as well. And he did it first. And he's allowing us to tap into that. And therefore, every time I do a mitzvah, I'm lifted up to a holiness on a level of the Rabbeinu Shalom. I'm connecting to the Rabbeinu Shalom in the deepest of ways because they're his mitzvos. And that's what we, every time I make a bracha, I'm reminded, by the way, what does a bracha do? I, stop for a minute, just realize it. People don't understand. I put on tefillin and I didn't make a bracha this morning. And I didn't actually do that. I'm saying if I did. I mean, I hope not. Was I making a mitzvah of tefillin? 100%. 100%, right? If I do a mitzvah without a bracha, I'm making the mitzvah. So what's a bracha for? Bracha is midar abanan. But the bracha is there to give me and focus me properly, to have proper kavanas, to be mekayim the mitzvah in the proper way. So, asher, what's the kavana now? It's a new kavana. Asher, every time I make a bracha, asher, asher ki dishanu b'mitzvosav, you're bringing me holiness in his mitzvah. I'm remembering, wait a minute, this is not just something I'm doing. The Rabbeinu Shalom is doing this mitzvah, and therefore I'm connecting to him in the deepest of ways. Do you hear this, Chaver? Every one of us, every single one of us, is searching more than anything else. What we're searching for mostly is happiness. It's the biggest pursuit of life. If you stop and think about it for a minute, almost everything you do is because you want happiness. Almost everything. Almost everything. If you go, why do I want that? Because I think it's going to bring me happiness. But if we only realize for a moment, the biggest Simchas HaChaim is if I had the deepest Kesher HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then I'd be happy every moment in everything. That I'd be Sameach B'Chelko in everything. Because I know it's all from Him and all from above and He's orchestrating it all. The happiest people are the people that are closest to the Rabbeinu Shalom. The happiest people are the people that have the most Amunah, the most Bitachon. So all the other little things are nice. They're nice pleasures, they're nice good things. No, and a lot of them, and even the very meaningful things. Our family is very meaningful. An incredible wife is very meaningful. And incredible children are very meaningful. Very real. But ultimately, that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever we else have in life, it's just going to lift us up. How could I have the deepest relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You know what? You have to be similar. You have to emulate the Rabbanu Shalom. I have to have to be able to have a deep relationship with Him, I have to be similar to Him. I have to have a connection to Him. Now we understand mitzvahs, bichlal, in a whole different light. Meaning we're learning tonight, every single time I do a mitzvah, you know what I'm doing? I'm doing a ma'ase Elokim. I'm doing what the Rabbanu Shalom is doing. I'm making myself more similar to godliness. And then I could be closer to Him. And I'm bringing the Rabbanu Shalom into my life. It's a sulam mutzav arsa v'rosho v'shamayim. Do you hear this? Yisod chevra. And I could be reminded of it every time I make a bracha. It's incredible. And it's so important. That relationship. And then I'm going to have that relationship through thick and thin. And it's going to lift me up to different places. This is yisod in all relationships. I gave this story a few weeks ago. I told the story before, but a few weeks ago, I was speaking in Chicago, and I was asked to give a parenting class, specifically very interesting. You can cover it. I mean, especially, it's more for parents, but married children should listen also, and older children. It's good to listen. It's good. I think you'll get a lot of chizuk from it as well. Basically, I was asked to give I've never asked to give a parenting class like this before. I've given parenting classes before. Not that I'm anybody, but I've been asked to do it, so I try. And this was specific, a parenting class, was asked to give a parenting class to parents of older children and married children. Like, how to parent when children are already at an age of independence, basically. What's my role as a parent? Obviously, it's very different than my role as a parent when kids are younger, right? So what is it? There's a lot of yisodas in that shir. It's all moyator, you can listen, but it's not one that I sent out on our chat, I don't think, but I named like Chinuch 102, you know, instead of Chinuch 101. This is the second Chinuch 102. Anyways, Lamaisa, I told her a story. The story happened years ago, basically. I remember the story happened years ago because specifically the character in the story, you'll understand why it's important to say it happened years ago. Basically, I got a call from a parent. I think it was June time, if I'm not mistaken. His son was a graduating senior. Okay, so it was summer after senior year. And his son was a big Kanye fan. Now, the story was years ago. The story was years ago, way before we all understood that Kanye is a very big anti-Semite. And I'm Avin Yavin, I'm not going to talk more than that, but not someone that any Yid who cares about Judaism at all should be listening to on any level just because of what he clearly stands for. And as I said, it's, you know, forget about any other reasons. Just that's clear. So this was way before that. So and I didn't know much about Kanye's music and if it was appropriate, not appropriate. I have no idea. All that I know was that this kid was a big Kanye fan, and the father calls me up that the kid, basically Kanye that summer was dropping a new album, and this is what he was doing. So he was dropping it at midnight, and in Atlanta it was a Thursday night. I remember it was a Thursday night in Atlanta. You're holding in this? You remember this? Okay, so I remember when this happened. You were there?
No,
okay. You had a story. Wait, listen. So it was dropping at midnight on Thursday night. His son is this big Kanye fan, wanted to go, and in Atlanta, in the Georgia Dome? What's the big football stadium? What's it called? The Superdome? Wherever the Falcons play, I think. The big Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Not Superdome.
That's
New Orleans.
New Orleans. Okay, whatever it is. Atlanta, Mercedes-Benz Stadium. So 100,000 people were gathering together. Kanye is going to be there. Not to sing. They were going to play the whole album, so they're going to listen when it drops. So everyone listens together. And Kanye is going to be there the whole time in the middle. Just being there. So it's very, very exciting. Now, it happened to be, I was curious about it after. The next day I checked, I saw like a picture. He was in the middle, but you couldn't even see his face. He was zippered up like with a hood, with a zipper in the front. And he was just like walking back and forth the whole time, maybe doing a little thing with his, I don't know. But it was, to a Kanye fan, this was exciting. To be there together, Beroyv Am, to listen. And to have, and in the presence of the Rebbe himself, Kanye, you know. So it was big, okay. Listen. I was actually reminded of this story because some kid told me today that he got these Yeezys as a birthday present, but Hashem Yirachim, whatever, another story. But Lamaisa. So the parent calls me up that his kid wants to go. And his kid, oh, okay. Is the chair still there? Good. That his kid wants to go to this. What should he do? Should he let him go? And his kid, he was having some issues with the kid. I don't want to get into the details, what they were, whatever it was. He wasn't the easiest kid at the time. As far as just a lot of different, obviously in Yiddishkeit and other areas. Should he let him go? It's after senior year already. Should he let him go? But he was going to go by himself. And going to this concert, I don't know if you call it a concert, whatever you call it, listening party, right? By himself. Should he let him go? So I thought about it for a moment. And this is what I'll tell you what I said to the parent. Might not be what you would ever think I would say. I said to this parent, I knew this parent well, I knew the kid well. The parent and the kid were struggling in their relationship somewhat, and the kid needed a lot of chizik in a lot of ways. I said to the parent, you should definitely let your son go. But definitely don't let him go alone. It's very, very, I don't believe it's safe. Mamsh, I don't think it's even safe. You know, when people are alone, they do things, they let their guard down in ways that shouldn't be. And he'll be there alone, who knows what could even happen. And I don't know if he's mature enough and responsible enough. And like, it's not a good idea. You should let him go, but you shouldn't let him go alone. You should go with him. Take your son. And I know you don't care for Kanye's music. And I know you don't, and it's going to be a tremendous cost. Because to go fly in for one night and fly, because you fly back for Shabbos and it's very, at last minute, this was like 2 weeks before, a week before, it's going to be very, the tickets are expensive, the flight was expensive, the hotel, everything's expensive, it's a lot of money. It will be priceless for you, your relationship with your son for life. And your son appreciates this. Your son likes this right now. I don't know if he will for life or not. Right now, he's into this music. He's going to listen to this music regardless. And it's just listening to the music. You go with him. First, you don't know, number one, you're going to protect, make sure that he doesn't fall into anything besides for just listening to the show. You might not enjoy it, just stand by his side, whatever it is. But you make sure that he's good and doesn't fall into anything that's... Is there any more chairs? You good? But number two, you're going to make something for life where your son's going to appreciate that you're machshavin and you care about what he cares about and you spend time with him in such a way and you're one with him. Because when we care about what each other care about, that's how we build a very, very deep relationship. You should know this parent listened, and this parent went to Kanye with his son. Until today, when I see him, he tells me that the son then went there strong and did beautifully and is doing beautifully, and they have a beautiful, incredible relationship, and so much of it, he said, is due to that. Because when you're machshiv and you're involved in similar activities, here it was obviously with Mesir Snefesh, also to a higher level. But so first of all, it's a tremendous, I think, story just in parenting, and a parent understand to be willing to get into the depth and the desires and the activities that children like to do and be one with them. It's so important. But I think it's more of a lesson as well in relationships. And in relationships, if we want to have relationships, you know, you have to have similarities and you have to connect on levels. So too with the Eibishter. Some of us feel so distant from the Rebbeinu Shalom because he's Ein Sof and we think of him somewhere up there that I can't even touch. But guess what? Now that we understand, he's performing every single mitzvah. Every mitzvah that he gives us, he performs first. Asher Kiddush, and we say the bracha, Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvosav. They're his mitzvos. They're his mitzvos that I'm also doing, so we're similar, we're one. We're emulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can have the deepest relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a new pshat, but the Shil Pinchas says it's another pshat. In Gadol Mitzuva V'Oisa, Mishayna Mitzuva V'Oisa. We know there's this famous idea, which sounds counterintuitive, that a mitzvah that we're commanded to do is greater than a mitzvah we're not commanded to do. And I could have said the opposite, right? I could have said it. The opposite. Huh? Kedushin,
yes.
Ah, that's Kedushin, correct. I could have said, right? Kedushin, daf? Close. Lamed alf. But anyways, okay. Unless it's there also, I don't know. But it's definitely lamed alf. Lamaisa. Gadol mitzuva v'oisa misheina mitzuva v'oisa. It's greater to do a mitzvah you're commanded to. I could have said, if I do a mitzvah I'm not commanded to, that came from me. right? That means, I on my own decided I want to do this. That shows Ahava, that shows... No. It's better to do a mitzvah you're commanded to do. Why? So a lot of... There's a Tosfos, Tosfos says, because Yitzro Tokva, when it's a mitzvah you're commanded, the Yetzirah fights strongly against it, you know, and you have to defeat the Yetzirah. So it takes more effort. The Ritva says, when it's a mitzvah that you're mechuyev in, you have a lot of daigas to make sure, you have anxiety, then I'm going to make sure to do it. So that uplifts it. Philip Pinchas, based on Yismach Moshe, says, based on what we're saying here tonight, if we understand that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechayev us a mitzvah, He does it first. He only does it first by the mitzvahs He's mechayev us. If it's a mitzvah that we're deciding to do on our own, He doesn't do it first. He doesn't know from that. That's my mitzvah. When He does it first, it creates a certain relationship. It creates a kedusha. It uplifts us in a way that takes us to a different realm in our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why Gadol Mitzvah Vavaisa. And that's Asher Kedishanu B'mitzvah Sav. Asher Kedishanu B'mitzvah Sav. Hashem, you know how You sanctify us? By the fact that You gave us mitzvahs that You're doing first. It's His mitzvahs that He's doing. And that brings me such kedusha. I can be one like Hashem when I do a mitzvah. Is it when tomorrow morning, when I put on my tefillin and I say, Asher Kedishanu B'mitzvah Zivanu L'aniach tefillin, think about this and realize I'm putting on tefillin, Hashem puts on tefillin. That means I'm like Hashem. Yes, He's Ein Sof. I'm also Ein Sof now. And we could be one. We're Mamish, it's a different relationship. It's an incredible yesod. It's an incredible yesod. Now we could understand. Now we could understand what it is every time those of us that say L'Shem Yichud introduce the mitzvah, we say L'Yachid Shem Yud Hei Vavavei. What does that mean that when I do a mitzvah, I want to somehow join together Yud Hei and Vav Hei? I want to bring together Yud Hei and Vav Hei. I want to bring together the beginning of Shem Havayah and the end of Shem Havayah and bring Geula to the world that way. So what did we say Yud Kei Vav Kei stands for? It's Seiruf of Nisan, this month. Yismuchu Hashemayim V'Sogel Arts. Yismuchu Hashemayim is Rashi David's Yud Hei. V'Sogel Arts is Vav Hei, right? Yismuchu Hashemayim is Yud Hei. So what does that mean? That means, what's Yismuchu Hashemayim mean? The happiness in heaven. That's the Ribbono Shel Olam that's up in Shemayim. The Ribbono Shel Olam that's above this world. The Ribbono Shel Olam that's up there. That He's doing His mitzvahs up there. V'Sogel Arts is the joy of this world. And I want to join those together. How do I join those together? Hashem's doing His mitzvah. When I do my mitzvah, with that understanding of Asher Kedishanu B'mitzvah Sav, I'm joined together with the Eibishter and bring Yudkei Vavkei together. Every time I do a mitzvah, I'm Miyachid Shem Yudkei Vavkei. I'm Miyachid this world and the upper world into one because we're all doing that mitzvah together. And we bring a oneness. And that will bring Geula. Because ultimately, more than anything else, by the way, what is Geula? Ga'al Vav Hei. Geula is the least says Ga'al Vav Hei. Redeem the Vav Hei. The Vav Hei is what's lacking. Yud Hei is happening no matter what. The Vav Hei, our V'Sogel Arts, our Maisa Mitzvahs, which we understand now, connects us to Yud Hei, brings the ultimate Geula. Brings the ultimate Geula. However, now we can understand as well how we start Lel Seder. Let's bring it all together, Chavra. Bring it all together and have a kavana for this Seder. It's going to be a different Seder. What is the whole Yontif of Pesach? The Yontif of Pesach is the culmination. It's a culmination of Klal Yisrael as a nation. What started from Avram Avinu and was a journey, but we weren't yet a nation. Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Shevdekah, Golus Mitzrayim, and then finally we become a nation at Yitzias Mitzrayim. And then we journey to receive the Torah as a nation. And Lel Seder is that becoming of a nation. And Lel Seder, as a nation, we want to be Mekusher to the Eibishter, to our Rabbeinu Shalom, to the Master of the Universe. And we realize the only way we can, as mortal human beings, as finite individuals, how we connect ourselves to the infinite, to that Rabbeinu Shalom Ve'Ein Sof, is because Asher Kedishanu B'mitzvah Sav. He gave us the ability to emulate Him, to be connected to Him through His mitzvahs, and therefore Lel Seder is full of them. a night of mitzvahs more than any other night of the year. That I'm mekayim mitzvahs upon mitzvahs upon mitzvahs. But I want to recognize every time I'm going to do a mitzvah that I'm being bekusher to Hashem through that mitzvah. So I start the Seder by screaming out the Simanim, and there are 15 of them. Because I remember Yismuchu HaShemayim. And then every single time I do that particular mitzvah, matzah, mar, whatever, I say that again. In other words, what am I recognizing? Wait, I'm about to do the mitzvah? Actually, Hashem is doing it also. Every time I say it, because that's what Yud-Heh represents. That's what Yud-Heh Yismuchu HaShemayim, the Eibishter's part in the mitzvah. Asher Kedishanu b'mitzvah sov. Every time I do a mitzvah, and I make that brach, I realize it's a mitzvah that the Bnei Nishalim bring. And I'm meyachid. And I bring Geula, Goyal, Vavheh through my Vesogel Aretz. And every time we do a mitzvah, that's what we're doing, Chavra. What a schus, what an incredible yesoid. We're one with Hashem. And I want to tell you, crazy, we're always one with Hashem. We just have to open up our eyes wider. Yesterday, a simple story, but it's not a simple story. It's the deepest of stories, if you think about it. It's mamish, blow you away. Even though it's posh, it's not. But if you listen to it, it'll blow you away. It doesn't make any sense. This was even possible. Not yesterday, someone I'm very, very close to asked me to look into a shidduch for her daughter. And she sends me a resume to see if I knew anybody on the resume that I could talk to about this particular shidduch, if I thought it was a good shidduch. I know the daughter very well, so I'm very close to one. Is it a good shidduch? And I look at the resume, and I realize there are two people I want to talk to help this family figure this out. One was a friend on the resume, and one was a rabbi. Listen to this, you can't make this up. I'm telling you, I sent the resume yesterday, and I look at the resume, and I say, oh, one friend, one rabbi. The friend is a Talmud of mine. And I text the Talmud. I send him maybe a voice note. How you doing? What's going on? Love to catch up. And I want to ask you something also. Let me know. And he texts me back. Actually, Rebbe, you know, I'm around. He doesn't live here now. He lives in the city, whatever. And he says, actually, I'm around. And I wanted to bring over. Baruch Hashem, he's dating someone pretty seriously. He's like, I want to bring her over to meet you. Could we come over? So, the first guy I wanted to speak to, who Hashem brings, not just to speak to, but brings to my house. Fine. The Rebbe I wanted to speak to is in Eretz, and this guy's from the city, is in my house. That was at last night, what time was that? I don't know, 8:30, I don't remember exactly, whatever it was, right? It was 8:30, no, no, no. The Rebbe that I realized I wanted to speak to is in Eretz Yisrael. But he calls me yesterday. Emesh Vamito, you can't make this. I'm coming in to America last night. Just for this morning, he had someone he's very close to. Incredible that he did this. He flew in, got in last night at 9:30 for a bris this morning and had like a 1 o'clock flight back. He came. Mamish flew in just for a bris to show this family love and whatever it was, whatever reason. Mamish flew in just for a bris. Imagine the amount of time, amount of money, amount of Yidden are incredible, right? And he calls me, he wanted to speak to me about something. Could I come over straight from the flight to your house to talk to you? I could be over around 10:30 last night. So, do you understand this? The Rebbe's in Eretz Yisrael, the guy's in the city, the two people that I wanted to speak to yesterday, not only do I get in touch with them, Hashem brings them both to my house yesterday. Like, that normal? Of course normal, because we're Yidden, and it's the Eibishter who's always by our side in the most incredible way. It's like, but it's incredible. If you think and stop and think about it for a second, mamish doesn't make any sense. We'll see what happens to Shidduch, if it's, you know, we'll let you know, that could be the next part of the story. No pressure. Lamaisa, that's the Eibishter is by our side every single moment, orchestrating everything in this world. Everything in this world is the Rabbi Nishalom. Just open up. We just don't open up our eyes wide enough. Everything is Rabbi Nishalom. Everything's orchestrated from above. Everything is from the Eibishter. And when you live like this, life is so sweet and life is so beautiful. But you want to really feel it? Because let's be real, we struggle and we don't always feel it. And we have this Yonos. Kach Baruch Hu gave us the biggest gift, the gift of mitzvos. And those mitzvahs are Asher Kedishanu b'mitzvosav. And every time I do a mitzvah, I'm reconnected to Rabbanu Shalom who's also performing the mitzvah. I'm one with him. I'm like that father who's doing the avodah of the son to connect. Every time I do a mitzvah, I'm going to a Kanye concert, basically. That's really what's going down. I'm even yavin. You can't recall me on that one. Because people, if you don't listen to this whole shiur, won't understand what you're talking about. But the chevra here understands what I'm talking about. And that's the most beautiful thing in the world. And that's what we do all El Seder. All El Seder is just to get to Hashem Echad. All El Seder is Echad Miyodeya, which we'll talk about next Thursday, maybe. Working on all Yisod on that. Mirat Hashem. It's all to get to Echad. But how do we get there? We start with 15 simanim, Yismichu Hashemayim, and then we do the Sagal Aretz and bring Shem Avaya together and feel Hashem by our side every moment. We should be Zoyche along with all Klal Yisrael to feel Hashem by our side every moment. And that's Chus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come back to us where it doesn't have to be so Nistar anymore. It can be Nigla, just like He revealed Himself through the Eser Makos and Kriyas Yamsos, reveal Himself again with the Gula Shleim, with Mishias Lakenu, B'mehir B'yaminu. Amen.